Welcome back to our special edition of Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. In the studio with me is Doug Wortham, and we've got another special guest for this hour. Just want to point out that this is our 13th year of doing a Memorial Day special on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130, and we want to thank iHeartMedia for allowing us to do that. Doug, it's quite an honor to be in the studio and remember and talk about Memorial Day.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, we had that great conversation with Chaplain Nguyen in the last hour, and we do need to remember and never forget, and on this day, especially on this day, honor those who have paid that ultimate sacrifice defending the freedoms of our country.
And we've got another special guest with us, but I just want to mention that the VA, according to what I believe, is in three parts. There's the Veterans Cemeteries, the Veterans Benefits Administration, and the Veterans Healthcare System. And we've got a special guest here again for the next hour with us. Would you like to introduce him?
Well, and we're honored to be here in Minnesota to have the best VA healthcare system in the entire network, and with that, the director is here to help us out for this hour. Director Patrick Kelly from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. Thanks for being here and welcome to this live version of Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thanks, Doug. It is great being with you in the studio, and I know I'm not the earliest guest, but it's good to be in early. So thanks for having me.
Well, director, for us veterans, sometimes we get a little priority. We can sleep in an extra hour. But, sir, we need to introduce you to our audience. You served many, many years in the United States Navy.
Yeah, I served 29 years in the Navy. I'm originally from Mankato, Minnesota, and then served 13 different duty stations, kind of a normal Navy tour, East Coast, West Coast, Philippines, Pentagon, a couple tours, operational. It's what I loved about the Navy. So I retired in 2011, came back a couple years as the director in Sioux Falls VA, and then I've been here in Minneapolis for 10 years.
And your career in the Navy was mostly in healthcare as well.
Yeah, I was a Medical Service Corps officer in the Navy. So I did largely the same kind of work in the Navy that I do at the VA. It was a great continuation. You know, it's one of the things I love about my job now is that I'm working with veterans. About a third of our staff are veterans. You know, it's a good feeling to come into work and have a lot of people that I didn't necessarily serve with on active duty, but that are familiar to me. And there's a special bond between military people that continues well beyond our service, active duty service. And so it's nice serving with people who have served.
And you retired as a Navy captain. As you said, you served down in the VA in Sioux Falls. And how many years have you been in Minneapolis now? We've been talking for a long time.
10 years.
10 years.
You know, that's longer than I've been anywhere. So it seems like a long time, although it is, as Doug mentioned, it's a great VA and really is one of the, I can't imagine a better job or any other place I'd like to work than the Minneapolis VA.
Well, Director, today is Memorial Day 2023, and it's a day to remember those that we lost in service to our country. And I'm wondering, I don't think I've ever asked you this question, is there someone or somewhere that you think about on such a special day as today?
You know, when Operation Enduring Freedom just started, you know, we deployed and had a number of medical department personnel serving in then Afghanistan and then eventually Iraq. And we lost several people from the Naval Medical Center in San Diego that I worked with closely. You know, as a medical guy, we're not frontline direct combat, but, you know, we had people in the rear who suffered as a result of the way that wars are fought now. It's not just frontline people getting shot at, but now it's people in the rear who are also at risk. So I think about them. There were several. And lately I've been thinking a little more sort of historically about all of the many. There's a number. I'm sure some of your guests will know the number. It's a large number of people who have sacrificed for people they don't know. I mean, for people like us who they had no knowledge that, you know, there would be guys like us at some point benefiting from their service. But I think about back to the Civil War when so many citizens enlisted, died selflessly in service to their country. And then through the many, many years, all of the sacrifice, all of the service, all of the benefits, and really has taken us to where we are today, well, you know, price of freedom. It's good. It's good to be a beneficiary of everything that they have done over the years.
You know, the number, I have it right here, over 204,000 during that Civil War.
a lot of sacrifice.
And, Director, you bring that up, the origins of Memorial Day go back to Decoration Day. Right. And it's my understanding that a lot of the families used to pack up a picnic and blankets and go to the cemetery and make a day of it just so they could remember the loved ones that they lost in service to country.
Wow. Well, that's I've lived and served in the Philippines before, and I'm accustomed to they have a tradition or a custom like that where they go and they will a very large spiritual component to that, but they will spend the day at the cemetery with their loved ones, and that's a great tradition. In my family, we have spent Memorial Day at the cemetery. I'm a Catholic. I was at Catholic Mass in remembrance, and it's a great tradition. We continue it to this day. I was down in Mankato yesterday and was able to do that. So I have good, I don't know about good memories is the right way to say it, but I have long memories of Memorial Day and what it means to my family.
Doug, you may be relatively new to medical care at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, but I go out there once a quarter to give some blood to check some things, and I found out that if I schedule that a little after 8, I can go at 7:30 and they have a little Catholic mass there. He's got quite a chaplain corps out there. And more often than not, who's sitting in the back row? It's the director and I, but it's just like we had the chaplain on the first hour. The chaplain service in the military and at the VA, in my view, is extraordinary.
Well, I think it's just such an important aspect, you know, an important piece of care, right? You got to have that mental care. We talked about that last week on the show, but that spiritual care as well. We all need to have a little bit of that spiritual healing, if you will, and what a great opportunity to do it when you're getting ready for that long day of giving your blood or, you know, the appointments that you have coming on. Just start the day off right and, you know, kind of get in touch with whatever spiritual being that you believe in.
You interviewed Molly from the VA yesterday about mental health month, and we were talking about mental health as opposed to these little episodes of mental illness like little bombs. She said, let's cure those and get you back to center. And director, one of your people came on and enlightened us on how do you stay kind of normal, whatever that might be.
It's a whole variety of means. You know, when I talk to our new employees, I like to talk to them about our goal or our mission at the Minneapolis VA isn't just about healthcare. You know, it's about the whole veteran. You know, it's about their whole life. You know, we have a community living center or nursing home equivalent at our hospital. We have a lot of homeless veterans programs, work therapy programs, you know, just sort of the whole variety. And thinking about how we can treat veterans in order that we're not seeing them at end of life when there's something that we could have taken care of earlier. It's an advantage we have in the VA is that we see these veterans for many, many years, over many, many years, and we have an opportunity to do those interventions that make them well, help them to stay well so that they can live a better life and a longer life.
One of the things, Director, I think your people do well is you're used to in the military, hurry up and wait, stand in line, number, all the rest of those things. The many, many times that I've gone out there, they treat you as a person. They direct their care to you, not to others. And you've got some extraordinary people, but you're always looking for some more, aren't you?
You know, the healthcare market is really challenging these days. And so we things have gotten better, I will say. You know, since COVID, you know, a lot of healthcare workers left healthcare. It was a very stressful time for healthcare workers. That's gotten a little bit better, you know, so we're seeing people coming back a little bit more. Our nursing numbers have improved, but we're still hiring nurses and we're hiring doctors and all kinds of support staff. So go to our website. You'll see the information right there front and center. If you're interested in working for the VA, not just in Minneapolis, but all around the state, we would love to have you.
You know,
director's laughing at me because I always ask him if he's hiring.
Well, and it's important conversation to have because we know the struggles that the healthcare industry in general is having as it relates to filling those holes, those vacancies. I do want to say one thing though. You know, we say thank you to you, the system that you have out there. We give kudos to the type of care. The first time I walked into the Minneapolis VA was back in 1991. It was just after I returned from the Gulf War. And what a world of difference since then to now to walk into that facility, the care that you provide, not only health care, but just that personal care, that personal touch, that care, that consideration, that compassion, all those things, it's just it's an unbelievable place. And I just can't say it enough. And so, again, thank you for what you've done out there and the staff that you've brought in.
Thanks, Doug. And, of course, very little to do with me, but we do have a very high-quality staff. We're committed to serving veterans, and I hope most veterans have the same experience that you have had and, Tom, that you have had in getting your care through Minneapolis VA. You know, we still struggle a little bit with access. You know, access is always a challenge. When we have 110,000 veterans we're taking care of and sort of a limited number of staff, sometimes gaps. So veterans occasionally are frustrated with gaining access to our system. But what I hear almost universally, when they gain access, they're very, very pleased with their doctors and their nurses and the quality of the health care that they get. So getting in can be tough, but once you're in, you're golden.
And you do make it easier, though. I mean, there's so many different ways to get that care, in person, mm-hmm. Online, through the health e-vet. I mean, just it's if you want to get in, you want to get access, you want to get care, you can get mm-hmm. it.
Director of Drug, we have a special guest joining us on the phone right now, and it's the adjutant from the DAV of Minnesota, Butch Whitehead. Butch, welcome back to the live version, Memorial Day version of Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Well, good morning, Stefan. Great to hear your voice. How are things going this morning for you?
Doing well. Nice and busy already. Getting ready to head down to do my first speech here at 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, that was going to be the next question I was going to ask you is, you know, what's in store for you? I mean, here it is. It's a little bit after 7, about 20 after 7. And, you know, you're serving. Are you going out to do some speeches in your capacity as the DAV? You're going out as the Senior Enlisted Advisor Army today.
I'm going out as both. I actually have one of each today. Actually, the first one this morning is going to be in the role as DAV adjutant at 10 o'clock. And then at 11:30, I'm going out as a senior enlisted advisor for Army to do a speech in Nicollet. So multi-hat today.
And make sure you're wearing the right one at the right time, Doug.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't mix those hats there, Stefan.
Doug, our special guest this hour is Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA. I want to ask you how important it is and how closely does the DAV of Minnesota work with the VA healthcare system here in Minnesota?
Well, first of all, good morning, Director.
It's good morning,
Stephen. Hear your voice again. You know, and I'll tell you, the relationship between the DAV and the VA is so critical, and I'm so proud of our relationship that we have here in Minnesota. I've told this as I traveled the world as as national commander that we're very fortunate to have the VA that we do have here in Minnesota because we are, I feel honestly, it's one of the best VAs, if not the best VAs out there.
And you coordinate a lot of activities with Director Kelly and his staff out there. And I'm astonished when I walk in there today. You can find every veteran service organization. You can find every kind of help, every kind of assistance you need. And of course, all kinds of, what do you call them, the red vests, that mm-hmm. the volunteers that will show you all over. It's a pretty friendly place.
Oh, super friendly. You know, what's really nice when you go there, like you just pointed out, that the veteran service organizations, we're all there. And I'll tell you, the VA welcomes all of us there because it's our membership that's using that system. And then if our members are having any issues or concerns, the director's been very open and honest with all of us that he wants to hear it right away so we can address it. And I'll tell you, he's been true to that, and it's just been great to actually have that service there.
Well, Stefan, you know, we have been lucky in Minnesota to have you as a national leader in the DAV and bringing that back home. You know, I think about with the DAV, my office is on the fourth floor, and I look out sometimes, and I see cars and vans and buses pulling up in front of our place, and so many, many DAV riders coming in from drivers coming in from all over the state. I mean, it looks like 494 or something out there in our turnaround area. There are so many DAV members and others, you know, serving veterans. But you know, your role and the DAV's role in transporting veterans all around the state is just remarkable. And without it, our veterans would just not get the quality of care that they get in our state. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Kelly. I mean, we're proud to do it. It's an honor for us to do it. And in every one of our brothers and sisters that we give a ride to earn and deserve that ride to get the mm-hmm. best care they have. And that's actually, we know firsthand that care is at the VA. So it's our honor to bring them to the best care.
Butch, Memorial Day 2023, what are your members up to today?
Well, a lot of them were actually out there, started yesterday, laying, flags at the memorials, at the graves and stuff like that. It's a lot of our officers all giving speeches and giving their memories. But I think the biggest thing that we're doing today is continuing, telling the stories of our brothers and sisters that didn't make it back home, which is so important here on Memorial Day. Being all to myself, one of my main focuses, make sure that we don't forget the stories and tell the stories to anybody and everybody about our brothers and sisters that didn't come home. And that's what we're doing today.
Butch, you served in the military many, many years. You're a command sergeant major. And of course, you've been adjutant of the DAV of Minnesota for a long, long time. What do you think as a person? What do you think of, or where do you think of on Memorial Day? Anything special?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing this day does for me is it takes me back to my combat times. And, during my deployments, we did lose some of our brothers and sisters. And this day brings me back to that. And but it's all, talk about the good stuff. When we lose our brother or sister, it's literally, you try to bring back the good memories about what we had with each other. And that's what today does. It's actually, Kyle Miller, he's the first one we lost in combat over there. And I think about that, young kid, but full of energy. And that's the memories I want to keep going.
It's interesting you mentioned that. And we all know the risk. Those that have worn the uniform, that have deployed, we know there is a chance that we might not come home. And so as we think about those that served our country that did not come home, I think part of that, on the positive side, if there is such a thing, is we know that nobody was forced to go do it, right? We all raised our hand. We took the oath. We volunteered to go and serve our country. And so that's what I think about for those that I lost is, we knew the risk. We were there. But, of course, we still honor them and thank them for their service, because every one of those soldiers, airmen, service members that have lost their life, they did it protecting our freedoms. And that just that weighs heavy on me and is not forgotten.
Absolutely, Doug. And that's so well stated, too, because in the day, we raise our hand and, we grew a great bond with our brothers and sisters, in arms. Like you just said, you would be the ones that we were serving with or during deployments that you met up with because they're Air Force or there may be even Marine Corps, the Navy. You grow a great bond with them, and that each and every one of us are there for the same purpose, and that is to protect our freedom and to give back to our country, to make sure that everybody that we love can sit and enjoy the freedoms that we all love. And that's why we all raise a hand to do that, to make sure that we have that ability to enjoy these things.
Butch, one last question. On a day like Memorial Day, it brings back a lot of memories and people that we remember from our time in serving in the military, and like my brothers and sisters from Vietnam. Maybe a good day for a buddy check for some of your old friends that might be alone?
That's a great point, Tom. It really is. Today is, while we try to tell everybody that it's a celebration day to bring memories and all that, but it is very important that we do our buddy checks and call that one individual or two individuals just to check in and see how they're doing, because each one of us, we handle things differently, and with life and how the different things we have to do and struggle with life, that there's different challenges. And when things pile up, we just gotta make sure everybody's doing okay. So you're absolutely right, Tom. Today is a great day to do that buddy check. So grab your phone and give that brother or sister of yours a call just to say hi and just tell them that you're thinking of them.
Butch, thanks for calling us in today, and good luck with your speeches later today. Wear the right hat at the right time.
Will do, guys. Thank you, guys. And you know what? Thank you, guys, for your service as well.
Thanks, Butch.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you. That was Butch Whitehead from DAV of Minnesota. Director, I want to come back to you. What's going on at the VA today? What are you doing for your veterans that might be living there because they need the care?
Yeah, well, we have a car parade. So for the last several, actually for many, most holidays now, one of our staff members, Greg from engineering, has organized a car parade. And so we have 12, 15 vehicles that get all dressed up, drive around the campus, so it allows our veterans who are mostly either inpatient or they're in our community living center to get near the windows and see those cars drive by, and horns are honked and waves are provided, and it's just a means for those that don't have the ability to get outside the facility to a other location among the many, many celebrations here in the Twin Cities to get some level of recognition on Memorial Day. So 11 o'clock, there are a bunch of cars going to be driving around the campus. Following that, they're going to go over to the Minnesota State Veterans Home in Minneapolis, across the way, and do the similar thing for the great veterans who are over in the State Veterans Home. So it's a good event. It's always a lot of fun. You get some pretty crazy looking vehicles out there, you know. But it's really we get a lot of good feedback from our veterans that we're doing something for them when they're in the hospital.
Very good, Director. We got about a minute left in this segment. I mentioned the chapel out there. You've got chaplains that can minister to almost anyone, and quite a pretty good crew, don't you?
Yeah, we've got about 11 chaplains at our VA, and our current chief of chaplains is a rabbi. Used to be a Catholic priest, but we have chaplains of most all denominations, and they make every effort to be, you know, sort of non-denominational in the way that they provide chaplain services to our veterans who need those services. But, you know, ranging from Native American support to, you know, just sort of every range of religion you can imagine have spiritual needs, and the goal of our chaplain service is to address those spiritual needs, no matter what your faith tradition.
Thank you, Director. Gents, we got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Representative Tom Emmer. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Ammunition. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons, the host of Minnesota Military Radio, in the studio with Doug Wortham, who is also a host on the show. And our special guest this hour has been Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA. And Director Kelly and Doug, we were going to talk about the MDVA a little bit here, and we're waiting for our guests. But, Director, we were talking with our previous guest, Butch Whitehead, about the fact you've got all the veteran service organizations out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, but you've also got the MDVA out there.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of benefits for veterans that the state provides that are either not federal benefits or not well known for a lot of our veterans. And so, yeah, they have two counselors out there in our VA, stay extremely busy, and so they're very much welcome to be in our VA, and they're really helping a lot of veterans out there.
One of the things we've learned in talking to you over the last 10 years is how connected you are to everything in Minnesota, the governor and his priorities, the MACV and the homeless, the MDVA, the veteran service organizations. You all seem to work together pretty well. Did you see that in Sioux Falls? I bet not.
Well, a good relationships in Sioux Falls, but, you know, one of the things that I didn't appreciate about the VA sort of more broadly is that everything we do is so dependent on our partners, you know, again, homeless programs, MACV, and really many, many state agencies and others who are in support of housing homeless veterans or suicide prevention or even direct health care. You know, so I'm amazed and impressed at the quality of the relationships here in our state. You know, those kinds of relationships exist everywhere, but we're Minnesotans, and, you know, there's something high quality about Minnesotans that I think allow us to be good partners with one another.
And I have to imagine that actually gets maybe kind of confusing for those who have served or looking for some type of a benefit. You know, they hear the VA, automatically assume that the federal VA is everything, but there is the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. You know, you talked about having some field operations reps out there to help with some of the state benefits. What's that relationship like between the federal entity, your health care, and our Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs?
You know, Doug, I think what really ties it together, and I appreciate that, you know, for veterans, it doesn't really matter whether you're the regional office or the health care office or you're the state office. Our county veteran service officers are really a great tie in our state. So if veterans have any question or any level of confusion about benefits, where to get them, who to talk to, the great tie in our state, all 87 counties have a CVSO or many CVSOs, and it really, if they connect to their CVSOs, they will direct them to the right spot to get their needs cared for.
I think maybe that's something we talk about on the show all the time, the importance of our county veteran service officers. That's mandated. Mm-hmm. Every county has one. And that's the door right there for any service member to find out if they're eligible for benefits. And then they can help decipher if they're going towards the state programs or the federal programs, depending on their service and then, you know, what it is that they're looking for assistance with.
Yeah, and the nice thing is in most counties, it's small enough so that they can know their county veteran service officer, they can get to know them. I mean, sometimes when you try to plug into the federal bureaucracy, it gets a little confusing, right? I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, it's a big system and there's a lot of portals to get there. But if you can get to know your CVSO, they can get you plugged in. And that's what I would recommend any veterans. I always recommend that. These guys are trained and they're smart. They're good resources for veterans.
So they're the door. And then, of course, all of our veterans can call the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, that's state as opposed to federal, to get all kinds of support. And then if they need advocacy of their claim, then the veteran service organizations have trained claims representatives to work on that. Now, the other thing, we should go to MDVA because we can't find our guest here, but the MDVA takes care of the homes and they take care of the cemeteries. And yesterday at the three veteran cemeteries, Duluth, Little Falls, and Preston, they had the Memorial Day observations. And, of course, Doug Bly told us that the Patriot Guard was out there for all of those. So they had a big day yesterday. And then we're going to talk about MDVA touches every part of every veteran's life, whether you need whatever it is you need. You can call down there, dial 1-888-LINK-VET. And get just about every answer question answered.
Yeah, and there again, that is that resource. If you don't know who your county veteran service officer is, or you just want to, you know, call, then that's an easy number to call. Someone on the other end will help to direct you to the resource or that CVSO, depending on what the question is.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Commissioner Herkey is out on personal leave for a while, recovering from some surgery, but he works hand in hand with the governor, and there's two big initiatives there. One is to eliminate homelessness, and the other one is to prevent veteran suicide. And Director, you've been working closely with them on that as well.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I have found in our state, one, we have a governor who is very committed to veterans issues, a veteran himself. And so he's invested heavily, and he'll do what's needed in order to meet the needs of veterans. Commissioner Herkey's terrific. So we have a good history of working together with our state leaders. And we bring things that are slightly different. And so in the VA, we're fortunate to have an army of social workers and others who can support veterans in many of these programs. The state has a terrific homeless registry. So again, we bring unique and different things. MACV brings homeless resources. And so you sort of put all this together. Everybody has a slightly different role, but together, what you get when you put them all together is a better program. And so we have good, longstanding relationships. You mentioned homeless programs. You mentioned suicide prevention. Those are a couple, and there's many, many others. But it's I think veterans benefit most when we're working together, one voice, unified programs, single portals like our county veteran service officers and others. And I think that's what you get for the most part in Minnesota.
You know, talking with Neil Leutelt over at the MACV, he talks about, the small V versus the big V, and how the multiple veteran organizations need to think about the big V, that big veteran, meaning let's not keep our resources in our little pocket and not share them. Let's work together, build these relationships, because at the end of the day, the most important person that we can take care of is that service member, that veteran that's walking through the door looking for some type of a service. And it shouldn't matter who provides the service or the benefit, as long as they get the service or benefit that they're entitled to or they deserve.
Yeah.
One last thought today. It's Memorial Day. We're digging up thoughts of past buddies we've lost and all those things. As we mentioned with Butch Whitehead, it's a good day for buddy checks. For our families out there, it's a good day to keep an eye on your veterans. If they've changed, if something's different, if they're drinking more, if they're upset more, ask the question, are you thinking about suicide? And if they are, Director, you've got help is available.
You know, one of the things we have told when we educate our partners is that it's not going to bring harm to sort of engage that veteran and ask them directly. Find out if they need help. Find out how you can help them, and then to see that through. So it's the program is called SAVE, But the idea is that engage directly with that veteran. Don't assume that they're going to be okay, and don't assume that they're going to get what they need. While you're there, help them. Help them to get what they need. 988, press 1 is the National Veterans Crisis Line number. People can always use that. Lots of other resources available in the state, crisis lines and others. And when veterans call those crisis lines, and if they have a local need, that crisis line will get them to us and our social workers and our team. We will reach out locally and be able to get a hold of them. There's a couple different programs. Reach Out is one. Suicide Prevention Crisis Line is a second. But that's, again, a national asset that becomes a local connection if they can just do that 988 press 1. That'll get you to the veterans crisis.
And our service members, our veterans, need to know that it's okay not to be okay. Mm-hmm. Just reach out and ask for help. And Tom, I think to your point, we need to be aware as well. We need to watch those that we love, those that we care about, to see the changes in their behavior so that we can get them the help, the resources they need, because they're there. The resources are available.
Don't be afraid to ask that question.
It's a tough question to ask.
Help is available. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that can happen is you see something, you don't ask the question, and then the suicide happens.
Yeah,
how bad is that going to feel? It's a lot easier to ask that question, make the call, get them help, get them back on the road to recovery, get them back to that mental health, and get rid of that problem that we were talking about yesterday on the show.
The highs and lows. Let's get into that band and see if we can level that stuff out. And it goes back to having that schedule and eating right. Drink enough water, having a good routine, getting some exercise, and taking care of your mental health.
Gentlemen, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Congressman Tom Emmer. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Ammunition. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. My name is Tom Lyons. I'm here with Doug Wortham. And our special guest this hour has been Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. And Director, we've covered a lot of ground already in this hour, and now we're going to check in with one of our Minnesota originals, who's going to give us a little bit of update on some things going on. Joining us now is Minnesota Representative Tom Emmer, 6th District since June 6, 2015. He's the House Majority Whip, serves on Financial Services Committee. And Tom, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio and iHeart Radio.
Good to be with you, Tom. Good to be with friends, Tom and Doug.
Do you remember spending any time in this studio, sir?
Spent a lot of time in that studio, Tom. Spent a lot of time, seeing the great Minnesota Military Radio folks in and out of there. Glad you're still hard at it. Obviously, my journey took a different path.
Well, we all serve in different ways, Representative, and this is actually our 680th show, and we've spent, if you heard any of this, we've spent a good portion of the last 10 years talking to Director Kelly. We're fortunate here in Minnesota to have one of the best VA medical centers in the country.
Yeah, well, I would argue you got a couple of them, but yeah, I agree. And he's one of the best, period.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. I know you spend a lot of time, or you've been to St. Cloud VA as much as you've been to our VA, but I'm with you. I think the team up in St. Cloud does terrific work for our veterans up in your district as well.
Yeah, but I appreciate all your service. And I mean, the other thing that's great about you at the Minneapolis VA is, quite frankly, the fact that you have the institutional memory. Mm-hmm. Been there, you've done that. Makes it really easy for our veterans and for everybody that works at the VA. Really appreciate what you do.
Congressman, this is Doug, and welcome to the show again. And I just want to get this thing started and bring it back to why we're doing the show in honor of Memorial Day, the day that we recognize those that paid that sacrifice. And I'm just wondering, as you reflect on today of our service members, those who did pay that ultimate sacrifice, what do you think of? What comes to your mind?
You know, it's really family right now. You know, I don't publish a bunch of this stuff, although I think my office has put some out. You know, my great-grandfather he was J.W. Emmer, John William, and he had a son, John Jr., J.W. Jr., who happened to be part of Heaven Can Wait, a B-52 bomber that was shot down in 1944 off the coast of New Guinea. Papua New Guinea, and They just recently found the fuselage in about 200 feet of water off of out in Hansa Bay. And you think about some of the stories. You know, these guys were not only courageous. I mean, they were young and invincible. And one of the stories I was reading recently was as the plane was literally, it had taken anti-aircraft fire. It was headed down. And one of the stories were one of the soldiers sitting in the cockpit gave the salute, and off they went. You think about that. I think, you know, I'm very fortunate, Jackie and I. We just attended the graduation of one of our sons from the Naval Academy. And you look out at all of these young men and women, and you think today about everybody who went before them. It's pretty deep. We'll just leave it at that.
Congressman Emmer, the director was smiling when you said the Naval Academy, because he spent his year in his career in the Navy, so you've got something else in common there. I should correct myself for the audience. We spend a lot of time with the Minneapolis VA because he's here in town, but we've also had St. Cloud VA on the show, but it's just a matter of convenience. It's not a matter of any degradation or anything else. We're lucky here in Minnesota. We've got great care for our veterans. And of course, Tom, you know that the veteran service organizations here in Minnesota and everyone else from MACV, you name it, they're doing a great job to make sure that we take care of our veterans, we take care of the families, we take care of all the disabled veterans. And I know that's something that you and your colleagues talk about out in the House. Can you share with us, is there any veteran or military family legislation that you're working on? I know you've been a little bit busy on a different issue lately, but there's other things happening.
Yeah, but that different issue, Tom, actually involves our veterans. This place has gotten way too hyper-partisan and political, and there was a debt ceiling vote that was taken a few weeks ago, about a month ago, it didn't cut anything. It didn't have any language directed towards anybody. And yet, there was some very disturbing information that was pushed out from the VA suggesting that legislation was going to harm our veterans. That's been taken up with a fellow Minnesotan, head of the VA, who's a good guy. And that's got to be corrected, because there's no reason to play politics scaring our veterans. Bottom line is this debt ceiling agreement, the tentative agreement that should be voted on in the next couple of days, Tom, it holds our veterans harmless. So there's no, in fact, the House just passed a funding bill for the VA that was actually a plus up. And I can go through. You know, we've been doing this now, Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans in the House. We've been doing this for the past 6 months. The majority, I should point out to your listeners, the Republican majority, this doesn't include the Democrats, who also have a number of veterans. But on our side of the aisle, we have 63. I mean, we've got warriors from Green Berets to Navy SEALs to Army Rangers, and the list goes on and on. People who have served our country, protecting our freedoms, who have decided that their service is not over, and they've come to Congress. What the goal has been is to make sure that our veterans and military families, Tom, have adequate and importantly, and I think our friend on the program would also agree with me, accessible benefits. That's the key. It's good to have adequate, but you got to be able to get to them if you're going to benefit from them. So we're providing flexible emergency care in every community in America without burdening veterans and their families with additional costs. The legislation that has passed so far this year, Tom, includes the Relief Act, which will open up the community care options to veterans for emergency treatment, which will allow veterans in need of access care at local hospitals or to access care at local hospitals when they need it the most. And last September, we led the entire Minnesota delegation in a letter asking Secretary McDonough at the VA to treat all emergency transport reimbursements the same way, regardless of a veteran service-connected disability rating. And we're streamlining the claims process for veterans to access their benefits. We've done that with, there's a bill called the Wounded Warrior Access Act, which passed. This establishes a secure online resource for veterans to submit electronic requests for claim records, hopefully ending the antiquated requirement for veterans to go in person to a VA facility or mail in a form to request a paper copy of their claims. We also passed the Veterans Compensation Cost of Living Adjustment Act, which I'm hoping that every veteran is aware of. It'll provide a 4.2% increase in disability benefits to veterans and survivor benefits to military families. So those are just some of the things, Tom. Just know, and I'm not going to play this partisan game, because I do believe, regardless of party affiliation, the members of Congress, almost to a person, I understand the significance of the service that the men and women who have worn the uniform in defense of our freedoms here and around the globe, that they deserve. And I think as you see Congress start to heal itself, start to work together, hopefully, going forward, you'll see more of that nonpartisan celebration of issues like this.
Tom, good to hear from you. You were on a roll. I couldn't get you stopped, but we're out of time. hope you can do some great work out there in the swamp. And remember, you're from Minnesota, and we've got good common sense here, and try to hold things together.
God bless all of you, and God bless the United States.
Thanks for joining us, Tom, on Memorial Day 2023.
See you guys.
Director, we're coming down to the end of the hour, and it went quick. I know that usually on Memorial Day you call in instead of coming in. We appreciate you coming in. A lot of great things happening at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system and St. Cloud and all over the state. Mm-hmm. And I think it's refreshing for people to hear how all the organizations work together on behalf of our veterans.
Well, that's the way it works best. And again, we've had good support by our Congress and good funding. You know, you come out to our hospital, you see all kinds of military construction work going on and other things. So we're getting better. I mean, I think we're going to continue to make this better, continue to improve things, continue to work together as a Minnesota team. But yeah, thanks, Tom. We got a great group working together on these issues to help veterans.
And Doug, we're fortunate we have the director on every 4 weeks for an update, and at least once a month we get access to some of his people to tell everybody in Minnesota all the great research and medical support and all the things going on at the VA. I love that stuff.
Yeah, I do too. And I was telling the director during the break that it's great to have his staff come out, because you can just see the passion. You can hear it in their voice. You see it in the studio here. They love what they're doing. They love serving our veterans. And again, your staff is fantastic.
Director, once again, thanks for joining us on Memorial Day.
Thanks, Tom. Doug, thank you.
Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. In hour three, we've got a new co-host, which will be Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Menke. We're going to talk to Lieutenant General John Jensen from the Pentagon, Senator Amy Klobuchar, and Governor Tim Walz. So it's going to be a busy hour. The Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Ammunition. We'll be back shortly.